This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes.
What do we know, ladies and gentlemen?
Eagle fly.
We know about that eagle flying and those stars and stripes, that's for sure.
It's a big old land with countless.
We're celebrating America here on What's on Your Mind. 23rd day of October, still don't have a Speaker of the House. And we'll let you know when we do, because we're not going to talk about it. Yeah, we're not going to talk about the TikTok of this thing. And now there's nine candidates. And oh, my gosh. So, no. Yeah, that's off the list. That's off the list. That's for sure. Everything you knew about George Floyd is upside down, because most of the media, of course, has tried that case on day one. But thanks to the good reporting of Liz Collin, a truth teller for 20 years, multi-Emmy award-winning reporter and anchor with Alpha News, we know more than we did before. So we have Liz with us to talk a little bit about that. And also, later this hour, who is funding these pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian groups that are doing these demonstrations in the U.S.? Who's behind that? We're going to answer that question for you today in the program, and also tell you about what's happening at the beautiful new McKenzie County Ag Expo. Their director, Chris Kubel, will be here to talk about that on the program, too. So all that and more, and keeping tabs on the legislative session in North Dakota, special session. So a lot to do. Obviously, reports out of Israel, 320 targets were hit in Gaza overnight. They continue to pound away, and at some point, the ground invasion. New York Times story today, by the way. This will come as a big surprise. The U.S. Counseling Israel to delay the ground invasion, so we're meddling. We're meddling in the Israeli conflict, as you'd expect, and probably have been privately since day one. So, once again, could you fight with one arm behind your back, Israel?
Yeah,
we prefer you.
I know they punched you in the mouth like four times and broke your nose, but could you just, settle for, I don't know, like a fly swatter to the face or something?
Yeah. I don't think Israel's listening. I don't think they're listening.
Yeah. No, I hope not.
Exactly right. But
it is time to stomp these bugs out.
None of it a surprise. So anyway, something else in the news for this 23rd day of October.
And plus, by that I mean radical Islam. Not as, not everybody. Just saying.
Exactly. Hamas. ISIS.
Yes. Yes, radical Islam.
Here's what I don't understand about this delay business. The United States of America have identified Hamas as the equivalent of ISIS. So why would you counsel an ally who's up against the new ISIS and Hamas to go easy on Hamas?
Unless you're working both sides of the deal. Think about that for a second. Seriously. They're funding Hamas, and meanwhile, we stand with Israel. What?
Consistency. We're looking for a little consistency.
That'd
be nice.
Great.
Let me welcome to the program a great reporter, one of Minnesota's best, Liz Collin, who, because of her good work, we know today what we did not know through the trial of Derek Chauvin and the unbelievable George Floyd case, some things that are a little bit of a different story. Liz, thanks for joining us today. How are you? Is Liz there, Daniel?
Can you hear me?
No, I can. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Appreciate your good work on this George Floyd case. And Tucker Carlson even acknowledged your work last week to blow this open, so a lot of people know what's going on. Bring us back to how you got a hold of this information and the trial that was sort of separate from the case of George Floyd provided some interesting testimony. Just walk us through this story.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are some documents related to depositions that were taken by kind of one of the former top prosecutors within Hennepin County. Her name is Amy Sweezy. She was there for a really long time and sort of led up the use of force unit, if you will, that would take a look at different police use of force cases within Hennepin County. So she, this is a separate case, filed a lawsuit against then Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman, who was obviously in that office for a long time, but there were some sex discrimination claims as part of this lawsuit she filed against him. However, these depositions really center on how their relationship, Sweezy and Freeman, how their relationship soured after the Derek Chauvin case involving George Floyd and the three other officers. And the conversations in these depositions seem to focus on the fact that many prosecutors in that office did not feel comfortable charging the three other officers in this incident. And there's many telling conversations back and forth that Amy Sweezy puts on record in these depositions, and also some other county attorneys as well backing up her claims. So that's the information that I found. Again, it's publicly available information, and wanted to put it out there because obviously this case turned things upside down, not only in Minneapolis and in Minnesota, but the match was struck here that spread all across the country. I've been following the case pretty closely, putting out a book last October called They're Lying, The Media, The Left, and the Death of George Floyd. I wanted to give people a feel of what was happening within mainstream media and how they just went along with it, even though, you know, I was privy to information that, you know, certainly countered this, and other reporters would have been too, but everybody just was, it was, you know, cowardly acts again and again, which we've also seen, and nobody wanted to speak up and speak the truth on this and hold, frankly, some of our leaders accountable for what they've been allowed to get away with. So, just been following the case closely and came across these documents and wanted to get them, out as soon as possible. Do you guys have time for me to read a couple quotes from the documents?
Absolutely.
So there's a pretty telling conversation that, again, this is Senior Assistant County Attorney Patrick Lofton, who works alongside Amy Sweezy, but he's sort of talking about how these are quotes. The Chauvin stuff is the catalyst of this, Lofton said, talking about this extreme premium pressure. The city was burning down. He says that he wanted to charge the case. He believed that there was probable cause to likely charge Mr. Chauvin with third-degree murder. Remember, he was charged in addition to that with second degree. But he says the pressure from outside the office was insane and that they all had reservations about charging, quote, the other three cops. And so he goes ahead and withdraws from the case, and Amy Sweezy does as well, in writing to then Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman, and he says, quote, I wanted it in writing, and I wanted to make sure it was documented that I wasn't going to let that situation, what was going on in the world, affect my judgment, because I have to sleep at night no matter what. So he said he wanted this to be memorialized. And again, this is him withdrawing from the case. He doesn't feel comfortable charging the three officers. Again, the three officers who are currently in prison serving sentences between 3 years and nearly 5 years for Officer Tutau, who was there that day. And don't forget, Derek Chauvin is serving a more than 20-year prison sentence. He's at a facility in Arizona. So he says, I can tell you that everyone that I associate with to any degree, professionally or personally, agreed with our decision. And that is a quote from Lofton. But I also think one of the other very telling pieces that came out of this story and out of these depositions was this conversation that Amy Sweezy had with Hennepin County medical examiner, that was Dr. Andrew Baker. So she says, quote, I called Dr. Baker early that morning to tell him about the case, to ask him if he would perform the autopsy on Mr. Floyd, Sweezy said. And then he called me later in the day on that Tuesday. He told me there were no medical findings that showed any injury to the vital structures of Mr. Floyd's neck. There were no medical indications of asphyxia or strangulation. And then he said, quote, Amy, what happens when the actual evidence doesn't match up with the public narrative that everyone's already decided on? And then he said, this is the kind of case that ends careers. So again, these are early conversations in those early days in May 2020 as to what's going on behind the scene. And frankly, we're all paying the consequences of all of these lies that were sort of, you know, told behind the scenes to this day.
Yeah, now that's a bombshell that you just read. Obviously, the earlier testimony and the two people leaving the office because they didn't like the idea of these three other officers being charged. Good for them. Don't you love it when people say, "No, I'm not standing for this, and I'm out of here. I'm glad." I mean, it's just we know what we know because of what these people have said. But this conversation with the medical examiner is, if what he said is what he believes and what he told her, George Floyd was not murdered. Bottom line, George Floyd is not murdered. Right. I mean, there's how else do you glean anything out of that than just exactly that? We'll talk a little bit about what the trial of Chauvin included in the way of medical information different from that when we come back with Liz Cullen from Alpha News. Great resource on what's happening in Minnesota.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
And Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two wash cloths. Regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, my friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, are sponsoring their 6th annual Spook Out Cancer event. Doing a little trunk or treating. They're going to load up all kinds of goodies for the kids. And that's Friday at Pucklich in Valley City. So the kids will have trick or treating, trunk or treating they call it, because they're going to have the candy in the trunks of cars. Go car to car, truck to truck. Would that be any good or what? Hot dogs, online auction going on right now. At PucklichValleyCity.com, hundreds, 100% rather, of the proceeds will go to the $10,000 goal for the Sanford Roger Maris Cancer Center and Jamestown Regional Medical Cancer Center during the month of October. So they've been doing that all month long, And if you can't be there on Friday, but you want to help out, there is Mall of America package, ride-on truck for kids. There's wine baskets. There's gift cards, Visa gift cards. There's all kinds of things you can bid on right now at PuckledgeValleyCity.com, all to help us spook out cancer in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Back with more with Liz Collin from Alpha News here today. So here's where I'm curious. This Dr. Baker, medical examiner from Hennepin County, tells this one who is an expert, by the way, in the use of force in the county attorney's office that George Floyd did not die at the hands of Derek Chauvin. That in fact, there was nothing in the neck that says he could have asphyxiated him or strangled him or anything. Did Dr. Baker testify in the trial against Chauvin?
He did. And what's interesting is I exposed a lot of this in my book back in October, but I understand people don't read books like they used to. but you had Dr. Baker's testimony changing over the course of a week. The autopsy on George Floyd is done within 12 hours of him passing away. And the information is withheld from the public for nearly a week. And there's a reason for that, which I do lay out in the book, and that is because the narrative by Dr. Baker is changing a bit. And there are some handwritten documents between prosecutors and Dr. Baker that are changing as the days go forward. So I talk a bit about that. So I think that Dr. Baker, you know, he admits that he didn't watch any video before before doing his official autopsy within that 12 hours because he didn't want to go in with a bias. However, you clearly can hear about the pressure going on within the Hennepin County Attorney's Office behind the scenes as part of these depositions and those documents. And you can kind of see how his narrative then is changing a bit. And he does admit that he, you know, received many threats related to this case. And he's on stand as part of a grand jury that was convened for the case. You know, kind of admitting to that. So I go into more details about that in the book. But I also wanted to mention, Scott, if I could, I have a documentary on this case coming out very soon on November 16th that Alpha News is presenting. And we've been working on that since this summer. We're putting it out for free. So if people want to sign up, it's called The Fall of Minneapolis, thefallofminneapolis.com. Where you can get updates on the film, and also if you follow Alpha News, alphanews.org, we'll keep you up to date as well. So this is bringing people, including Derek Chauvin, Alex King, who's another former Minneapolis police officer. They are doing exclusive interviews from prison, talking about what really went on that day, and you know what has sort of transpired since. This is not what you know justice is supposed to look like in this country, and that's kind of why I think people should care about this case.
Does the information you've unearthed here have the potential of Derek Chauvin having to be able to use this in court? And you know, what's going to happen with this, what you've unearthed?
Yeah, I'm in touch with many of the attorneys involved, and I can say that with these latest depositions that have come to light just last week, they are currently looking at them, you know, because these officers, the three, ended up pleading guilty because they felt that they couldn't get a fair trial, you know, sadly in Hennepin County after everything that has played out. So they went ahead and, you know, they decided that, you know, maybe 3-4 years in prison would be better than, you know, 15 or 20. Then that's kind of the choice they had. However, they weren't aware of this information at the time taking the plea. So would that have changed? Would they have not pled guilty? If they knew about, you know, what was happening behind the scenes, you know, so these are things that the attorneys, I think, are mulling over at this point. So we'll just have to stay tuned.
What did George Floyd die of?
Several things, and Dr. Baker talks about that, a multifactorial death. But heart disease, he had three times the lethal limit of fentanyl in his system. With 11 nanograms of fentanyl, a high concentration of methamphetamine as well. And there's some other things that our medical expert who came forward in our film, he will be unearthing for the first time, too. And there's a very little-known medical article that was published in a peer-reviewed journal about 17 errors found in George Floyd's autopsy. And he weighs in on those as well. It's really, really an eye-opener. But let's just say there's a lot more to this story that we were never told, and it was withheld from the public for a reason.
Unbelievable. That is corruption to the core in Minnesota over this. It's phenomenal. If Dr. Baker was on with us today, would he say, yeah, that's what I told her, that no medical findings on anything to do with the vital structures of the neck? Would he back that up today?
Yeah, those are actually in public documents. Those are not only in the depositions, but similar things are in my book as well. And those were exhibits that were provided in court.
So how in the world do you believe Derek Chauvin is guilty? Just mob rule?
Well, you know, mob rule seems to be working. You name the topic, and mob rule seems to be part of the left strategy, right? So, I've always been a believer in truth. It's the reason I even became a journalist in the first place. But mob rule, you know, by left mainstream media, mob rule is ruling the media as well because there's so much fear. But yeah, it's something that should, I think that everybody should be upset about being lied to. But until more of us stand up and set the record straight, who knows how this all ends up playing out.
As a reporter that has done incredible work here in putting this information out, what do you think when you see the White House saying, let's celebrate George Floyd's birthday today, and sort of this George Floyd worship that happens in so many circles?
Yeah, I think, that was part of my reason for leaving where I was working as well. I was just morally bothered by poisoning the public with, making martyrs out of these people. You know, George Floyd, certainly did he deserve to die? No, that's not the case here, but he made many bad decisions in life. I mean, arrested more than a dozen times and had a very lengthy criminal history that nobody would talk about. And this isn't someone that, our kids should look up to, someone without a job, someone doing drugs, someone who held up a, gun to a pregnant woman's belly as his friends went ahead and conducted a home invasion and burglarized her. I mean, there's just a lot more to this, and we see this on so many stories. Why is our president of the United States, honoring this person?
It's incredible. Really is.
Yeah.
And we know thanks to your good work, Liz. Appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to the documentary coming out as well. We'll make sure our listeners know about that back on November 16th. Thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott. You guys take care.
You too.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy backing Tom Emmer to take over the gavel, adding that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together as well as focus on the country's needs. McCarthy nominated Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who lost a third round of voting and was removed by secret ballot as the GOP nominee. The U.S. stepping up its military presence in the Middle East, including air defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is taking steps to avoid a broader regional conflict. The White House reportedly asking Israel to hold off on their ground invasion of the Gaza Strip so we can work to free hostages being held by Palestinian militants. The Biden administration reportedly not asking Israel to cancel any invasion. It just wants more time. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind, brought to you today by Hospice of the Red River Valley. Many of us have had to say goodbye to a loved one, friend, or family member. When grief enters our lives, the world changes. The grief support specialists at Hospice of the Red River Valley, they know that. They understand every loss is unique, and they offer group support, end-of-life education, one-on-one meetings, and more to help you cope with your grief and work toward healing. Just as every loss is unique, the grieving experience is different with each loss, and every individual grieves differently. Learn more about grief support today for you, for them, for us. Hospice of the Red River Valley. Take control of your care online. HRRV.org. HRRV.org. A little bit of news from the Fargo Dome today. Cody Johnson is coming. Saturday, May 18th. The leather tour tickets will be on sale Friday, November 3rd at 10 a.m. Justin Moore and Drake Milligan will be with him. Cody Johnson.
Ooh, that's a good show.
Yeah. So mark that on your calendar, November 3rd, if you want tickets for that event. May 18th is when it's coming. All right, we're going to chat with the author of The Soros Agenda, Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, in just a moment. Jeff and Williston wanted to get in here with a comment first. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Today, I just wanted to, one of the things as a retired Marine, to make sure that all those men and women that paid the ultimate sacrifice were never forgotten. And today is the 40th anniversary of the Marine barracks bombing in Beirut, Lebanon, where 220 Marines from the 1st 9 8th Marines Charlie Company and 18 sailors, 3 soldiers, were murdered by an attack that was financed, trained, and equipped by the Iranian government and the Hezbollah carried out the terrorist attack. And same people that are supporting Hamas. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody say a prayer for those fallen and don't ever forget the sacrifice they paid for our freedoms and to make sure that everybody out there is living a life worth their sacrifice.
So thank you for calling today and giving that rightful tribute to those fallen Marines, that's for sure. 40 years ago today. And, you know, by the way, that was a terrorist attack, and that was the start of a whole bunch of things. 09 in New York City, and then 9/11, and what we see playing out on our screens now. Jeff, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Who funds that kind of agenda? Our next guest knows a little bit about this. Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld is the author of The Soros Agenda. Rachel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, we're seeing our television screens filled with examples of pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian groups in the U.S., college campuses, major cities, right now in the middle of the effort supporting the people that did this butchering, this senseless murder of Israelis. And you scratch your head and say, how do these people organize? How do they, and What makes them think the way they do? You know a little bit about this, having written the book, The Soros Agenda. Who's behind these pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian groups?
Well, pro-Palestinian groups and left groups, like also the Black Lives Matters and, for example, and many others, and in campuses throughout the United States. These pro-Hamas, many of them, the majority of them, are thousands and thousands and thousands of Muslims who have been indoctrinated from early age, preschool, school, Islamic centers, etc., with this ideology of hating Israel and hating the Jews, and also hating everything that America actually has to offer, freedom and that has been really, and Americans didn't pay attention. Now, much of the, some of the fundings to, for Hamas, for Palestinian, anti-Israeli groups have been coming from, directly or indirectly, and not only for groups here in the United States, but also groups in Gaza and the Palestinian, territories. Directly and indirectly from Soros Foundation. And they were supposedly supporting, they claimed, supporting groups there in order for Hamas, for Palestinian or Palestinian and Hamas groups, how to speak up. They were giving them instructions, funding, training, so that they can speak out and organize, and appeal.
Speak up and organize, with the hate towards Jews, right?
Yeah, against Jews and against Israel and against Americans too. Because Americans are also infidels, and if they love Israel or support Israel, defaming Israel with blood libels, which are really projections of what they are doing, claiming that Israel is an apartheid state and Israel is an occupier. Well, Israel left Gaza in 2005, Gaza has been under Hamas. The people of Gaza, who are now being portrayed, as poor civilians, really, they are victims of Israel. The same, 2 million Palestinians in Gaza, most of them voted Hamas in 2006. And Hamas has been in the government since January 2007. And they knew what they voted in, because they voted in an organization that its charter says that they should kill, every Muslim should kill a Jew and not let any Jew escape. And if you saw any of the videos, and I suggest that people see the videos because they are horrible, but they are important to see because the same thing is actually being planned to do here in America. So this is why it is also so dangerous. It is really hateful, despicable propaganda. And, for example, the group that occupied the Capitol Hill Congress last week, with anti-Israeli, pro-Hamas, demonstration have been, funded in part a lot of funding from, the Soros Foundation. So, this has been, they've been funding also Black Lives Matter. Many Americans have been, funding, giving millions to Black Lives Matter. So this indoctrination has been going on for a long time. And despite the fact that it was known, it was certainly known after it became more and more evident after 9/11, the same group started to scream and yell and complain that they are being discriminated against. And anybody who said something about, just said, Muslim terrorism, the Obama administration actually said, no, you cannot say Muslim terrorists. And they anybody who said anything about Muslims, ISIS, which is Hamas light, Hamas is worse than ISIS. If you said anything about that, oh no, that's Islamophobia. So there has been a very concentrated effort and a long, decades-long campaign to shut up everybody who actually raised any concern about what is going on.
Yeah, so, and meanwhile, here's what bugs me. These are U.S.-based foundations, and Soros's Open Society Foundations is one of them, but they're funding Hamas. They're funding these pro-Palestinian groups. Why aren't they getting some scrutiny from the government? You always follow the money.
Because the government has been actually, through USAID, has been funding similar groups, has been giving money to the same people. That's why, especially the only time I think that was halted was during the Trump administration. Otherwise, it didn't matter what kind of evidence you showed and you proved that these are terrorist organizations. The American government since 9/11 and before have continued to fund them. The United States has continued to fund UNRWA, the UN refugee agency, that by now have spent billions of dollars, mostly American dollars, on running schools in Gaza, the schools that indoctrinate children as young as 5 years old. They stage and they enact in schools from really very, very young age of how to kill Jews.
Anybody that's funding that is a terrorist. If you're funding that, you're a terrorist, 100%. I mean, maybe we can get a speaker one of these days, Kevin, actually have some government oversight over these U.S.-based foundations that are funding this. I only have about 45 seconds left. The title of your book is The Soros Agenda. What does George Soros want? What's his agenda?
Well, George Soros wanted to change America, very much like Obama, I guess, to destroy America as a superpower. He didn't like that, and he wanted to, as Stan does too, to change America from a capitalist country into a neo-Marxist whatever system. He doesn't like the United States. He doesn't like Israel, and like the jihadists and these radical Muslims, Soros too and the left want to destroy both Israel and the United States.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, he deserves more scrutiny, and thankfully you've written a book about it. If folks want to know more about it, Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, author of The Soros Agenda. Thank you. We appreciate you. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Don't forget that great towel deal is on right now. You can't beat this deal. $29.98 for a six-piece set. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. And this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Waiting for Minnesota Vikings and San Francisco 49ers Monday Night Football tonight. Let's hope the Vikes show the world
hey.
A little bit of last year rather than a little bit of this year.
Vince has been six home games. Our friend Hot Tub Vinny have six home games. They have not had a win yet. We're convinced that they're winning because I'm going and I'm bringing my Chuck Foreman autographed hat with me.
There you go.
So there it is.
Cap will be in the house tonight, U.S. Bank Stadium. Big news in the oil and gas world, $53 billion deal. Chevron says, here you go, Hess. Why don't we bring you into our fold? So big Chevron has swallowed up Hess, which is an iconic name that goes back to the 50s in North Dakota in oil and gas. And they've been at it a long, long time. Says a lot that a major world player like that sees the value of Hess because of his play in the Bakken, so pretty interesting. And I think you're going to be hearing more about that in the coming days and weeks.
If you ask
for
me.
Sure. Yeah. big news. Also big news, what's for lunch today? PetraServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Lasagna if you're Castleton away today. That's right. If you're Valley City, it's meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham. If you're in Fargo, you got a couple of choices. 12th Avenue and I-29, chicken pot pie. There also is the NP Avenue location, downtown Fargo, chicken tenders and mac and cheese, NP Avenue. And also on 45th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest, Taco Mac today, that PetraServe USA. West Fargo, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, beef tips or chicken tenders. And if you're out Minnesota way, Glendon Highway 10, chicken Alfredo today. Yulin has stuffed cabbage. There you go. All of that could be fairly called home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at a PetraServe USA near you. That's right. Somebody said, who was that reporter that you had on? Liz Collin is her name, Liz Collin. And she was at WCCO for a number of years, left there during kind of the hubbub of the George Floyd case, and now is at Alpha News. Alpha News is really good with Minnesota stories. They do a nice job. But what I think is great about Liz's work is she said she wrote a book. She got a documentary coming out. She's really the definitive source on the facts behind the case and is talking regularly to Derek Chauvin, who's going to be in this documentary as well. So I think that's right. Great news that she's doing that. And by the way, now that Tucker Carlson picked up her work, of course, more people know about it. So, all right, there you go. Couple of texts that have come in today. We're efforting our conversation with Chris Kubel today from McKenzie County Expo. So far, Daniel's not been able to get a hold of him, so we might have to do that tomorrow. But there's a lot happening out there at the Ag Expo, a lot. So you want to take that in. Let's see here. A couple of comments from listeners. Remind the listeners a good flag to fly today would be the Israeli flag. I see a few of those out there, and I think that's good suggestion. Thank you for that. Yeah. Good job. Another listener says, Walz, Ellison, and the judge should all go to prison for this.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Mob rule.
Yep, Mob rule is one. That's what it is. And it was no secret about who George Floyd was. Yeah, you know, did he, like, exactly like Liz said, did he deserve to die like that? No. You know, and that all could have been that. And we can go back to Michael Brown and Ferguson and come all the way forward to the majority of these, so, you know, these Black Lives Matter people that were just gunned down by the police. Well, all they had to do was go, yes, sir. All right. Yep. No problem.
No, great
fly
point.
Fly, and George Floyd would still be here beating up on his girlfriend or whatever. I mean,
great point. Chris Kubel is here, by the way, from the McKenzie County Ag Expo.
Chris!
A lot happening out there at the Ag Expo. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm awesome. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. Good. Are you keeping up with all the fun you got going at the Ag Expo? You're loaded with fun, aren't you?
No, we're loaded with fun, and we are trying to get everything set up for the next weekend, I tell you.
What's coming up next?
Next weekend. We got the pumpkin picking palooza. It's the last weekend, and we are actually moving her inside. Well, there's no excuse for snow why you can't come get your pumpkins at the last minute.
He said it, the snow word. Yeah, but
yeah.
And it's cooling off. I guess we're done with the 60s now, so bring it inside. No excuse not to be there. What are the hours of that?
So we'll be Friday 3 to 6. Saturday 10 to 6, and then Sunday noon to 4. We got laser tag this weekend, bouncy houses. We got a candy drop. We got a costume party. We still got lots of stuff going on here for the last weekend of October.
They thought of everything. So take it in, the Pumpkin Palooza. I love that name, too. And now inside for the final weekend here, so check that out. What else is coming up at the McKenzie County Ag Expo?
So we've got the fall gather for the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. November 11th, we've got a nice supper coming on. We've got Zach Peabody will be here singing, entertaining everybody. We'll have that mechanical bull and rope and dummy set up for all the kids. That happens November 11th. That'll be a fun time. And then we're just putting final touches on our leather and lace event for New Year's Eve. We're going to have bull riding, bullfighting. We even got the ladies' bronc riding coming, so that'll be a fun night. 32 Below is booked for the band. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time.
McKenzie County Ag Expo. Check it out, folks. How do folks find out more if they want to hold an event there?
You bet. Call us at 842-EXPO or mcagexpo.com.
842-EXPO or one more time on the website?
or mcagexpo.com.
You got to see it to believe it. Great facility, so check it out for your next event.
Love it.
Way to go on the Cowboy Hall of Fame, holding their fun there, too. Stockman, a lot of folks been doing it. It's been great. Thanks. Good talking to you, Chris. Talk to you again soon. God bless.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the light of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
PetroServe USA.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.